Okay, really good, practice today. Physical, really challenged the guys up front, both sides of the ball. You know, you come off a bye week, you have a chance to take advantage of that. Just highly, competitive, so pleased with that part of it. Got a chance to look at a lot of things that extra day that we had on Monday as well. So off to a good start.
How good has Paz been over the first four games for you guys?
That's an easy question. he's been awesome. You know, he always has been, but I think he's just even taking it to another level this year. And the first four games, number of plays he's been involved in, and it's just the things that you probably watch on TV or you see at the game, but all the things we see as coaches and the players in the locker room, he just really elevates everybody around him. He's just, you know, it's been phenomenal.
Is Amame trending toward being a starter Sunday?
Yeah, he's getting most of the reps there now. Yeah, so it looks like he's got, you know, a good chance to be the starter.
What did he show you in London that kind of put him in the
game? Well, he's a big, strong, physical type presence for us. So at that guard spot, he brings that. You know, hoping that the physical part really comes through.
How tough are your decisions going to be defensively with the inactives on Sunday?
Yeah, this is a tough week for us going through it. I know we spent a lot of time on this and just looking at, you know, our philosophy going into the game. You know, as far as number of D linemen, linebackers, DBs, it's a challenging week for that because we have some guys that are playing really well that may have to be out.
It's better than the alternative.
Yes. Yeah. I said challenging, not bad.
Arrow up on Gibson. What's the deal?
Yeah, you know, he ran out there today. I think I'm starting to learn more about him that, you know, he may have these things that periodically show up. But, you know, as we get closer to game day, he seems to be pretty good. But, you know, it's more on us. You know, I think he felt like he could go. We were just more precautionary on our end.
How much has Colvin's return changed roles for other guys in the secondary?
Well, you know, because he had a really good training camp, you know, at especially at the nickel spot. So he just gives us the ability, the pressure that he, you know, he's a good blitzer, good in coverage, short area quickness. So, you know, some of the qualities that you look for at nickel. So we looked for him to be there. And, you know, just jockey some things around on the perimeter then. You know, a guy like Jalen now will stay outside for the most part.
What is that?
Blake earlier today said he felt like he played pretty free against the Colts. Did you notice that? And if so, how do you keep him in that mindset?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a constant process trying to figure out players' strengths, you know, and what world they live in that they feel free and can, you know, be at their best. And, you know, I think that's constant, never ending with most of our guys, and Blake's included in that. So, you know, to feel with his comfort level where he feels like he's at the best, and that's why it's hard to compare him to anybody. I think you just really look at his strengths, what he does well. That's where the bye week I thought was really good. We had a chance to kind of look at all the plays, the successful plays, what he did well, and, you know, come up with a picture, you know, a more clear picture, I think, with his game.
What makes Colvin a good blitzer? What do you do?
Well, there's a lot of things to that. You know, it starts off with just disguise. I think that's one. He's, you know, does a good job with that. I think timing it up, you know, there's some things to that he does. Just his ability. You know, it's kind of a knack to be a good blitzer. I think he's still developing in that area. I won't put him in a category of a great blitzer, but he does have a knack for it. And a lot of it is just timing.
He finishes pretty well, too.
He does finish, yeah. Yep.
Why do you think Blake has had a lot of passes batted down at the line of scrimmage for such a big guy?
Right. You know what? I don't know. You know, you see some across the league, you know. I'm not sure, you know, when we look at it and things like that, you know, if it's, you know, the routes that are coming behind or the timing of it. You know, so we just keep looking at it and see it's something that he's aware of.
There's not any level of concern that it's happened more.
Well, I think it's not a concern, but, you know, when it happens, you know, on occasion like it is, it's something that you at least look at and see.
You guys have played pretty well coming out of the bye. Anything you think that maybe that changes?
Well, I hope it's, you know, it starts with a good physical practice, you know, like it was today. I don't know. You know, it seems like I really felt it on Monday. This team came back really fresh. You know, I don't know. We've never had a bye week this early. So, but we had some injuries, and it gave us a chance to come back healthy. And there was, you know, a certain spirit that you saw in practice, and it continued today. And, you know, so hopefully it carries over to Sunday.
Washer was saying that they're Chicago's two guards, probably the best tandem you'll face. What makes them good?
I agree. I think their ability, you know, one's a mauler, more of a mauler. You know, Long's more of a guy that will get up to the second level. They both do a good job getting up to the second level, but I think that's what's impressive about Long is when he gets up to the second level, he does a good job on the linebackers. But I would agree. I think both of them are playing really well right now.
The Bears have two guys that can go across the middle with a lot of speed, and Eddie Royal and Zach Miller. What have they kind of shown you?
Eddie Royal, you know, you would think of him as more of a short area quickness type guy in the slot, but he'll take it deep too, so he's got that speed. So it keeps you guessing a little bit, you know, on what his traits are and what they're going to utilize him with. But he's played a lot of football, made a lot of plays, and I think, you know, he's a good punt returner, so the ability to get him the ball quick in space is something that they're trying to do.
What about Miller, though?
Miller's more of a speed type tight end, so it's a matchup concern, you know, as far as that. But, you know, it just has the ability, good knack to get open, uses his body well.
When you're deciding whether to shadow with Jalen, is it more about the number one receiver or the number two?
I think, you know, you first look at the number one receiver, and then I think you look at our corners and how they're playing. You know, if we feel like both our corners are playing pretty well, then you could see him just on one side. If we feel like it's a matchup with size or things like that, that's a good matchup for us, then, you know, we look at that aspect. But I do think that you look at number one first, and then you also look at the second receiver and see, you know, but it's rare to see two really high-level number one receivers.
Because of Jeffrey's length, do you feel like Jalen?
Yeah, and that's a decision we have to make as far as, you know, do we match him up or do we just keep him to one side and you know, see how the other corner handles it?
You had the release Dwayne Gross the other day. He got picked up. But he was a guy with here from the start. At what point did it say he's just not going to turn the corner with you guys?
Well, I thought he did. I thought he did in training camp. I really did. I thought he played really good at corner, you know, did some really good things. And then the ability to play nickel. I think that was a question for us, whether he could play nickel. And then to see him go in there and play it, you know, it's just that I think it was a numbers game mostly. You know, when you got a guy like Aaron Colvin back. You know, it's tough, but I thought he did some good things. You know, there's always a play here or there for each player that you look at, but you know, if you look at the body of work and where he came from, you know, I think he really developed.
But what does that say about your roster that you've had tons of players get picked up off of waivers this season?
Yeah, I think it's you know great for our players. You know, they worked hard. It's a challenging level of competition in our practices, and I think they elevate each other. We had a classic one today. Allen Robinson went in and played service team and ran a route, you know, to give a look because of the height and the size. You know, so you have that type of mentality as a team where they keep pushing each other, and you're bound to get better. And so it's kind of cool that the depth like that, especially at that corner spot, developed the way it did.
So Allen Robinson is no longer a starter? You know who would ask that
question?
The tall guy?
Oh. Blake was telling us a story today about Jalen knocking down his passes every single time in walkthrough.
I know. That's a problem.
is that a good thing to have?
Well, you know what? He is. He's extremely competitive now. You know, it's more of an offensive drill. And, you know, we just drop to our spots on defense and kind of mirror things up. But here's a tendency. I have it to do those things. So, you know, I think probably for the offense, for me, I'm like, okay, you know, that's pretty good. You know, but that's that defensive coach in me. So I'm learning as an offensive side. Sometimes that frustrates them a little bit.
So when Gruden comes in tomorrow, do you give him some tape or?
I don't know exactly what time he's coming in. You know, he's great. He communicates and texts and. And he's awesome. I'm really looking forward to see him. He's very special to me. You know, I got my first start because of him. So, and the relationship it continues. You know, we get a chance to see him off and on, and I know our wives are close. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to see him.
Do you see anything to Blake heading into this game with Chicago, being unfamiliar with the Bears as far as Bortles playing against Chicago in his career?
No, not too much. You know, I think it's just like any week. You go on, you look at the tape, and you get a feel for it. We described the environment today, you know, kind of, you know, a better idea. Hey, what are we going into? I think San Diego, that was one of the things I felt like I didn't do a good enough job on. So I wanted to make sure this week, okay, here's what we're going into. Here's what you can expect and the type of game, you know, more in depth, I think, on that part of it. So, you know, hopefully it creates more of a picture for our guys and for Blake.